The Wisconsin Arts Board has been around more than 40 years and is funded by the state of Wisconsin and the National Endowment for the Arts. The agency is tasked with nurturing creativity, promoting the arts, supporting arts education, while also stimulating community and economic development. Executive Director George Zugros says after input, they have a draft plan ready for public review.
Every couple of years, we go through our strategic planning process, and we've got a draft that is reflective of some of the meetings we had in the fall. And now we're coming around the state saying, this is what we heard. Do you agree with what the outcomes are? And what else would you add to it? What would you take away?
Zugros says arts funding is always an issue. He says an aging population is putting pressure on the number of arts volunteers that agencies have. He also says they wonder whether they're responsive enough to the new art forms that are emerging, among other topics.
The ultimate challenge in the schools is how much of the arts are being taught in elementary, in middle school, and in high school. There are requirements for visual art and music, but there aren't such requirements for theater and dance.
He also mentions the growth of Fab Labs in the North Woods as an exciting development that has an element of the arts. The public meeting is set for Wednesday evening from 5:15 to 7 p.m. at Art Start, 68 South Stephen Street in Rhinelander. The draft strategic plan is available to see on the Wisconsin Arts Board website, artsboard.wisconsin.gov. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.